always I want to be with you and make believe in you and live in harmony, harmony, oh yeah.
This is recording. It automatically starts recording. And I'm still keeping that in. Oh my
great
god.
Great start to the show.
Hello, welcome to You're the One That I Want. One shot duets. You think I'm joking? This is the start of the show. I'm here with Annie Monty.
Yeah! Robo Unicorn for the win.
What?
That's from Robo Unicorn, what I sang.
I've never heard of that. This is how Monty usually greets me.
First for everything. I always greet you with song.
Tell me she wants me for always. Okay.
I want to ride you like
a whole baby. Mm. Okay.
Nay. So, you're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Honey, okay. So, this week... Let's get on to the show. Okay, so... Me and Monty picked teams this week. We had 9 sign-ups, so one person didn't make it, Tempe. But like we said before, Tempe has a guaranteed spot next week if she signs up. So, woo. We picked teams. I picked Russ, Theatre Bound 31, Valkyrie, Celeste, and Malt. Monty picked Copper, Cassie, Tregatry, and someone I can't remember. Audrey Go Lightly 13. Unfortunately... Audrey Go Lightly 13 and Tregature failed to submit this week. Therefore, they are banned from the next week's show.
Oh, man.
That's the consequences.
But I kind of feel like it's kind of my fault. But, like, because, like, I apologize because it took me a while to, like, pick who's on whose team. But, like, also, I only had Tregature's email and my internet is being wacko.
There's a requirement that they add us to Skype. When they sign up. Anyway.
The only thing I say is, like, if you sign up next time, just be active on Skype, because the only ones that were active was Copper and Cassie, but I guess I was partly to blame, so I'm very sorry.
Oh, well.
This is serious, Garnet. No laughing.
I'm a nervous laugh.
Serious business.
So, since I have 2 duets and Monty only has 1, we'll start off
one epic one, I must say.
We'll see. We had 4 judges this week, our lovely judges, who scored each song out of 10, were Ellie Viana, Rochelle Yulette, Zelena, and Read to Me. And there will be 1 duet per winner, who will each get a point to go towards the total, and the winner of the person with the most points at the end of the season wins.
Which will be me.
Well, we get points for how many wins we get as well.
Which will be me.
Up next is me.
Up next is Michelle. No, it's not, because she's not on the show. She hasn't signed up.
She's a judge. She will.
I know. She's just...
Anyway.
She's judging. She's down in her socks.
Should we listen to Russ and Theatre Bound?
Yes. I like them. This has a beard.
In a perfect world, one we've never known, we would never need to face the world alone. We could have the world, we'll create our own. I may not be brave or strong or smart, but somewhere in my secret heart I know love will find a way. Anywhere we go, I'm home. If you are there, beside me, dark, turning in.
so afraid. Now I realize love is never wrong, and so it never dies. There's a perfect world shining in your eyes, and if only they could feel it too, the happiness I feel with you. They know love will find a way anywhere we go. We're home if we are there together, like dark somehow we'll come through. Now that I've found you, love will find a way. I know love will find a
And that was Russ and Theatrebound 31 with Love Will Find a Way from Lion King 2. I don't know what your procedure was. I like gave song suggestions to each of my pairs. I really wanted Russ and Theatre on Disney, so I gave them like Disney stuff. And this was one of the choices, and they chose it, obviously. What did you think?
Well, what I thought is that theatre grabbed me straight from the start. She grabbed me and she pulled me into the song, and it was lovely. It was really good, and her emotion was really nice. Few off notes, like just a few, but like other than that, theatre, you were great. And Russ, very, very nice. Loved your emotion too. I always love your vibrato. I love your vibrato. Oh. And I loved the way you made it really delicate, and it was just really nice. And it was lovely hearing that song again. Very nice choice, Garnet.
Mm. Well, they didn't have to do it, so it was just a suggestion.
And the harmonies were nice as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this too.
I loved
it. Russ, on the show, Russ always like sends multiple takes and stuff, which is cool because this isn't actually a coaching show. Like we're not supposed to coach, but it's not like the aim of it is not to coach. Like that's just like an option. And obviously, I have Valk on my team this week, so I offered to mix, obviously. And then I felt bad like not offering Russ in theatre. So like Russ like sent two takes, and I mixed the first draft, and then Russ like sent back with like this more delicate take on the song, which I really liked. That was like much better than the original.
Yeah,
and I liked
delicate, like you were holding a baby bird. You had a baby bird in your grasp, and you were singing to it. Put it into your beard.
I feel like that episode on Family Guy.
Yes.
I really like that. I like Rosanna's lot. I like Theatre on it too. She was like really sweet. She's a really good carer.
She has a very nice tone.
Yeah, she does. The only problem that I had with it really was like the harmony. It was theatre was a bit like flat in the harmony, but apart from that, I thought this is great.
On a few bits, but like her emotion made up.
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know whether to say the judges can scores can be revealed. For Olivia gave Russ and Theatrebound a 7 out of it was out of 10. Give them a 7 out of 10. Rochelle Yuler gave them a 7 out of 10. Zelena gave them a 5.5. Zelena was quite harsh. She's like cracking down.
She's got the whip out. She's like,
she has. And Reed gave them an 8, which gives them a total of 27.5 out of 40.
Reed is there for his Jewish brother.
He's got his back.
Happy Hanukkah. He's got his back.
So, that leaves us with your duet, which is...
which I named C&C.
C-Squared. Zelena gave them, little team names, and Yeah, did she? They were, Russet and Theatre were Team Kitty and Copper and Cassie were C Squad.
Yeah, Copper and Cassie are called CNC and they are singing Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes. Yeah. Bam.
Awesome, let's listen.
My heart is stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to the stereo.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? The freaking yeah, check your trappy, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep it stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And no more. Heart's a stereo that only plays for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio and tune me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo. Oh, 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 oh.
Let's go! If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo that only plays for you.
My heart's a stereo,
yeah.
It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
If I can only find a note to make you
make me your radio and tune me up. Turn when up you feel low,
yeah.
This melody was meant for you,
yeah.
So sing along to my stereo. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. So sing along to my stereo.
I only pray you never leave me behind.
Never leave me.
Because good music can be so hard to find.
So hard to find.
I'll take your hand and hold it closer to mine.
Yeah, yeah.
The love was dead, but now you're changing my mind.
Yeah, yeah. My stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Make
me a radio, tune me up when you feel low.
Never leave me.
What's meant for you, so sing along to my stereo. Oh, 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 oh,
yeah.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yo, 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 and that was my pair, Cassie and Copper, singing Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes. Yeah!
Get me, blood!
You get me, man, innit? Yeah, it was off the hizzy. Yeah, blah, blah. I didn't actually have Copper and Cassie paired up at first. They were paired up last minute, and there were awesome sports about it. This was suggested, one of my suggestions to Copper at first, because it came to mind when I thought, Copper, rap. Gym Class Heroes! Great song. I'm really glad you guys sang it, because it's just a really cool song. It's nice, it's simple, and having a girl and a guy sing it instead of two guys makes it a bit more, I don't know, wrong word for it, magical, but you know, you get what I mean, Garnet.
I do.
Yeah. That's not the right word. That's a bit of an OTT word. It makes it sound magical. Oh, my God. But
that's going to be the new thing. I'm just going to be like, yeah, but Monte, was it magical?
It was magical. It was fantastic. It was like, touched me deep down in my magical sock.
It touched me deep down in my sock.
I mixed this with them for them, which was a lot of fun. They sent in their lines like ASAP, which was fantastic. Cassie's performance was nice. I liked her vibrato, sounded cool beans. Copper, my homie, your energy was fantastic. And cool beans, yeah. Blah, blah. Yeah!
I love how, like, gets all you being. No, they're not going to understand what all this, like, blood, like, brat, brat business is.
They don't understand the brat, brat, but they understand the homie and the off the hizzy word.
Yeah. Okay. I love this as well. I thought this was really good. I really liked the mixing. Well done, Monte. I thought that Copper, like, your energy was, like, awesome on it. And it was really great to not hear you peeking. That's the English word.
Puking?
Peeking.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I like to listen to Copper vomit. It does things to me.
It's just me, dude. It catches me deep down in my sock.
People who don't know, this sock thing developed on the choosing when we chose people. Cassie, I thought this was like the best I've heard you sing. I thought this was awesome. Copper, sometimes your diction could have been better, and since it's rap, like, that's like a really bad thing to say. Cassie, sometimes you were slightly under pitch. Apart from that, I really liked it. But it was awesome. And it was really, really fun and entertaining to listen to. So,
yeah, it's a great thing. You sounded like you were having fun, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when, even if you're a little bit off, if you sound like you're having fun, then it makes it more entertaining for the audience, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Smile.
Okay. this is not song time with Garnet and Monte. Okay, Alevi gave them a 5. Rochelle gave them 6. Zelena gave them a 4.5. Zelena gave them like decimal points. All of them have like a decimal point. And Reed gave them a 7, which gives them a total of 22.5.
Reed is my homie. Bruh, bruh. My Jewish brother from another mother.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Let's move on to the last duet.
But Russ taught me a lot about Judaism and
up next is Monte. Just behave yourself. Okay, up next is Valk and Malt.
Word.
People come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true. Because I knew you like a
of what I learned from you. Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind off the sea, like a sea drawn by a skybird in a distant wood, who can say if I've been changed for the better? For the things I've done, you blame me for.
But then I guess we know there's blame to share,
and none of it seems to matter anymore.
Like a comet,
like a ship blown from its
as it passes
by a wind off the sea,
like a string that meets a
boat.
And that was Valkyrie Celeste and Malt with For Good from Wicked. I'll go first. The judges, all three judges, made the comment about Valk's mic in this. And it was strange. The quality of Valk's mic was strange. I did mix this, obviously. And I don't know what it was this week. Like, I tried fanning about with EQ, but nothing seemed to, like, be working. So I don't know, like, what was going on. But it could have been, like, my fault or Valk's. I don't know. So, like, if it's my fault, holding my hands up because I don't really know. but apart from this, I, like, really like this. I felt that, like, in the climax of the song, I would have liked the high note from Valk to be, like, stronger. And I would have liked, like, more energy from Malt there as well. But I thought this was, like, still, like, really awesome overall. I liked the way the voices worked together. I thought that they like, had a really nice tonal blend. And, yeah, I thought this was, like, I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this too. Malt, you had nice emotion. Both of you kind of maybe needed a tad more energy, just a little bit. Malt, your tone was lovely. Harmonies was really nice. I think you need to sing a little bit more from Diaphragm. To help that, do some breathing exercises that to do with your stomach, or put your hands on your stomach.
Well, I will just say, actually, Malt was sick this week. So kudos to Malt for even submitting. I know that it's hard to sing like with a lot of strength when you're sick. I have heard her sing with more strength than she put into this, so I'm thinking that it's down to that. But sometimes in some songs I've heard, I do feel like she could have done that too. So that's also, it could be down to illness, or it could be something to do with technique.
Well, I just think you need to sing more, just a bit more forward. There's a trick I do, which is put my hands on my chest, flat on my chest, a bit like Dracula kind of thing. It like helps me to sing more forward. And I even said this to Rochelle. It's really hard, like, with me not showing you, but I had to kind of Google a picture for Rochelle of someone doing it. But, like, yeah, try that. But, like, your harmonies was really nice, and I really liked your cute high tone you had. Valka, your emotion was nice. Your harmonies were good, too. Had some nice colour, but I have a little bit of a nitpick, which is, I don't know if it was your mic or if it was you, but, like, you were, like, pushing and pulling the notes a bit too much, if you get what I mean. Like, it suddenly go really loud, really soft, really loud, really soft. And so you kind of got to make it a bit more neutral. Like, it's nice adding colour and all that, but, like, in the right places, if you get what I mean. And but, like, both of you really complimented each other. Your voices really compliment, and it was very nice. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so let's go on to the judges' scores. Olivia and I gave them a 10. Michelle gave them a 10.
Ooh.
Zelena gave them a 6.9.
Can we have Zelena judge every week?
I know, Zelena scores are really entertaining.
I love her scores.
6.9. That's just, I don't know what the 0.1 deduction was for. She didn't specify. Reed gave them a 9, which brings it to a total of 35.9, which means that Valkyrie, Celeste, and Malt, you are today's winners.
Well done, bravo.
Which means 1 point for Team Garnet.
For now. Oh. Next week, I will be victorious. I will win next week. You see,
it's
people
all...
sign up again, be on my team, be good. I get to choose first, so.
On my team.
No, don't be. Be me.
Desperate.
Yeah, it's been a very nice first show. Thank you for asking me to judge with you.
That's okay. You're here for the whole season. I'm going to chain you to
No, I'm going.
But... I've lost. I'm not playing anymore.
I don't like this game. Sure. Where's my money?
I'm sure you'll come back.
Yeah, it's been great, and I'm really looking forward to next week.
Mm-hmm. I loved Stereo Hearts, so that's great. I thought all the duets were great this week.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All of them were very, very good.
Awesome time. So, same drill. I'm going to open up sign-ups today or tomorrow, and then you'll have until Monday to sign up. Me and Monty will pick teams on Tuesday. I'm going to make a big Skype chat with everybody in it this time, just... because I think it's nice to have, like, a big group, but also, like, be cool for people to talk in it and stuff.
Everybody try and be a bit more active on Skype, or when you say you want to be part of the show, put your email with it.
Yeah,
that would
be cool.
That would help.
Yeah.
That would help me.
It's all matter of fact. It's because we're British. Okay, so... highest score of the season so far, because it's the first episode, it's 35.9. The 0.9 provided by Zelena.
For now.
So we want to try and beat that for sure. Thank you so much again to our lovely judges who sent in their scores.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. Congrats to the order this week, I should say, it's like Valk Malt first, then it was Rust and Theatre by 31 with 27.5, and then Cassie and Copper with 22.5. So, congrats to everyone. Those are still, like, really high scores. And we'll see you all next week when me and Monty pick teams once more.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Bloods.